But it just seems to me that we all have defined seats in an auditorium, okay? And we've got to be in that seat or else it just doesn't feel right. And I'm guilty of it too. When I was when I preached the gospel in Columbus for 10 years, I had a seat. It was right there. That was my seat. I also had a parking spot. You know, I had a seat. Well, this young preacher came in that was trying to learn the skill. And he was busy and everything. Well, he came and sat in my seat. And I just walked up, to him, and I went, "Tim." You know, and he said, "Yeah." I said, "Got it wrong, bro." He said, What? I said, "You in my seat." I said, "I don't care." Anyway, how many of you are ready to sing this morning? How many of you were here last night? Okay, so some of those that weren't here last night, you'll get it here in about 3 seconds. Okay? Listen, what is this about? What's it about? It's about glorifying God. What else is it about?
Encouraging one another.
Edifying one another. We sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. We sing those hymns. We sing those songs the way God wants us to. Don't you think it's presumptuous, ladies and gentlemen, that some would worship God in the way they want to? What was it about that deal with the strange fire? That didn't work out very well for those guys, did it? God Almighty has prescribed to us the way He wants to be worshipped, and He's here with us. I think it would be quite presumptuous for us to worship Him in a way that He has not chosen. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to use the instrument that God gave us. We're going to give it all we've got. We're going to smile. We're going to look at each other. We're going to be glad that we have victory in Jesus. And you're going to see that this is the way it ought to be all the time. We're going to start out with, "I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord." Do you know this song? Basses, tenors. Basses and tenors. Now, let me tell you. You want to know a train wreck? A train wreck on this song is if you don't sing. Okay, if you don't sing out with everything you have, this is a train wreck because you have pretty much the lead. Okay? All right, let's start it off. "I will call upon the Lord."
No!
the Father's love. You guys know this song? Beautiful song. Awesome song. 448. Do you get excited about singing hymns of praise to God? Do you really? You know, when I was growing up, this is the way it was. People had their head down in their book. It was kind of like a dirge, you know. How deep the Father's love for... Ain't nobody looked up. Nobody looked to the right. Nobody looked to the left. Everybody was just down in their book like that. That's not gospel singing. That's not what it's about. Okay? This is... Listen. This is God's answer for us. To show our emotion. You ever thought about it that way? We can show our emotion, not only to Him, but also to one another. So many things are going on in our lives right now, ladies and gentlemen. So many things. These songs can give you comfort. They can give you strength. We can be a team. We can come together as a family and sing these songs. We don't have to worry about what's going on outside these walls. But in here, we can be a part of one another. And these songs will help us do that. How deep the Father's love. Fantastic song. Oh, base soul, eternally so sweet, oh, me so cold. And the music that has been written here by Stuart Townsend is perfect for the sinner. Okay? So, let's sing that first verse again, if you don't mind. Going back there. And we will do this again. I want you to think about these words. I want you to give consideration to what it is that God Almighty has done for us. Listen to me, folks. This is serious business. This has eternal consequences. Remember what Brother Pete told me a long time ago. You miss heaven, you just miss all there is. There isn't anything else. All right, let's do this song. Let's give our best to God. Oh. Ready?
How did the Father's love beyond all measure.
218 in your book, Hosanna. You know this song?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay. Man, y'all make me have to drink water. All right, Hosanna. Look here, guys. Hosanna. Like that. We're going to start together. Right? Hosanna. Just like that. Ready? Nos omnis honore.
Hosanna.
Song that's in actually it's in D minor, it's in a minor key. So we have difficulty starting this song. Song leaders sometimes don't know what to do with it.
Don't you love God, no.
Ready, guys?
Come.
So consequently, I have to use this book if it's not back there on the wall. So the next time you guys get together for business meeting, don't talk about getting a projector and projecting that on the wall. It would be great for the song leaders. It would be fantastic, too, for the gospel preacher. Okay? That way, I don't have to try to strain my eyes on that thing, and I don't have to turn around all the time and point to it like this if I want to make a point. Okay? So, I know y'all are really enthusiastic. If I ever get to come back to this church, and it's going to thrill me to death to see the songs projected on that wall. It doesn't cost that much money. $3,000. Y'all got that? Okay. The army of our Lord. This is simple. Just follow me, okay? Go base of heaven, show me to me. Do so, do so, do. Okay? We're going to go. Oh, like that. Oh. So if any of you need, you know who's qualified in money. Who has the passion for Christ? Who loves the Lord with all their heart, their soul, and their mind? Who is it that wants to help the congregation follow the pattern that we've been given? If you think about that. There's not a one of them that wouldn't look at somebody on the street and say, you need to be baptized for the remission of your sin. Not a one of them. You want one of you that wouldn't say, we need to repent, we need to confess Jesus. Not one of you would say, we don't need to be drunk. How many of you will say, we've got to do things God's way? That's His way. And so if you're qualified, be an elder and you desire the work, I just want that to sit on your mind and eat on you until you make a decision one way or another. How important is this father? How important are these children of God? How important is it that we follow His will? Now, there may not be any qualified here. You know what the qualifications are, realistically. But if you are, what's more important? Well, I say, you are my strength. 91. 91. This is a song written by Glenda Shales. One of her best, I think. I just really love it because of the sentiment of it. Do, be, salto, do, mi, mi, soprano, mi, sol, tu, sol, mi.
Here we go.
Do, alto, bass, do, mi, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, sol, mi.
Ready.
I'm in the way God right inside me. I'm in the glory land way, telling the world that Jesus.
Jesus saved today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way.
Do that twice, okay? And And then this part, you do that twice. Alright? And then you do this last part. Okay? If you look in the book. If not, you might be able to figure that out by the screen. Okay? I hope it's that way. Alright. This is part of the plethora of song leaders that God Almighty has given us in this generation. For, I think, a very good reason. Okay, so you know this song, right? So you should sing it with quite a lot of intensity, okay? A lot of spirit, a lot of grace.
Ready? No.
put something into that man as the answer is in long before the world. Seen in future days. Glimpsed by righteous men. The Son of God. Okay? You get the shine. Alright? So back it up. Let's do it again. So, you ready to go, Mr. Parents? I'm going to go.
No.
So, no. Ready?
No.
More together, ready?
No. Don't mess up the 16th note, okay? Jesus, go, okay? Don't mess that up. Do mi te mi do la to soprano su vestito.
Jesus, go. As I live.
such a wonderful.